first technical.
I mean, an hour.
It's an hour of technical. This is what happens when two Gen Xers try a podcast.
We've only been doing it a year. Anyway, welcome to Fan Fiction Friday.
Fan Fiction Fridays. I actually just got off a Discord chat.
How was it?
How is your
Discord? Okay, we just had a little technical glitch, but we're back.
We've had a terrible technical glitch. The Discord was awesome. People are so great, dude. Like, it's really the level of positivity and kindness, especially today is November 4th, the day before the election. Many things are very intense out there, and everyone was like lovely and sweet and wonderful. So, as a thank you, let's read some fan fiction.
Okay, because let's do it.
This was sent to us. So somebody mailed this in. This was mailed in by Jess P. About a month ago, at the end of September. Jess says, "Hi, I wrote and published this fanfic online May 19th of 2009. I thought about going back and making edits because I'm sure there are things I do differently and want to change over 15 years later, but in the end, I decided to send it exactly how it was written originally. Writing it was cathartic at the time after a series finale that felt especially heartbreaking since we had just gotten Sarah back from the dead."
Oh, man.
It's been so much fun to revisit my favorite show of all time along with the podcast. So, with that in mind, Paul, do you want to...
Side by Side by Jess P. Sarah's spent the past few months demanding that they let her do it alone, insisting. She even gave thought to making them sign something. After weeks of protesting, each man had finally softened and agreed, but she doesn't put it past a single one of them to burst through the door, take her hand, and try to coach her through her experience. And help is the very last thing she wants.
Sounds familiar. Oh, sorry. But, she thinks, as she takes a deep breath and glances at her bedside clock, letting out a frustrated noise as another contraction passes.
Oh damn. Lord.
Whew. That was before she had been in labor for 14 hours. Ah. Oh, my God. I didn't realize that this was a horror fan fiction. 14. She should have figured. But what would Michael Scofield's baby be other than stubborn? He's trying to break out.
Lincoln had been the hardest to convince. He tried to argue her down until the very last second. There's no way you can do this alone. That was better. Fernando had been the most understanding, told her he believed in her, that he understood. Alex, whose now frequent presence is something she still can't quite get used to, was somewhere in the middle.
Sorry, everyone's hanging out while she's having a baby?
Yeah. Okay. She doesn't want any help.
Well, I mean, not from the entire Fox River, whatever it was, and all of Mahone.
Yeah.
Moving on. And Michael? She leans her head back on the pillow, grits her teeth, and closes her eyes, trying her best to stay one step ahead of the pain. Michael's just been quiet, hasn't he? Giving her his silent blessing.
There's no way you can do this alone.
All right, I say we leave it there.
Oh, no. Come on.
Yes. No, if they want to hear the rest...
Okay.
Do you want to keep going for a little bit?
No, that's okay. You're right. Okay, if you want to hear the rest, it's behind the Patreon. It's at Patreon.
Yeah, you can join our Patreon community to hear Sarah's delivery surrounded by the cast of Prison Break.
Wow.
Wherever you are listening to this right now. And don't forget, if you want to send us your own fan fiction, like Jess P. did, then please send it to at caliber-studio.com.
Right. But please join our Patreon community, which is in the link of your show notes.
We'll see you next week.
Prison Breaking with Sarah and Paul has been a Caliber Studio production.
Your hosts have been friends, but not besties, Sarah Wayne Callies and Paul Edelstein.
Our prison warden has been producer Ben Haber.
The manager of our jailbird band is Paul Edelstein, who made all our music.
Our prison artist logo brand designer is John Nunziato with Little Big Brands. Check them out at www.littlebigbrands.com.
You can follow us on Instagram at Prison Break Podcast, email us at pbpodcast@caliber-studio.com, or call us at 401-3-P-BREAK.
Prison Breaking with Sarah and Paul has been a Caliber Studio production. Thank you for listening.
Void where prohibited.